In the 11th chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eye, nor reprove after the ear of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the equity of the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Brother JT read those passages in Sunday school, and I felt that they were very appropriate for some of the things that I want to speak to you this morning about. We often say that Jesus is the reason for the season, but is he really? I suppose if I stood up here this morning and I read to you the origin of Christmas from any common encyclopedia, it would cause us to become uneasy. I suppose this morning, if I should begin to try to explain to you some of the historical reasons why Baptists refused, I mean adamantly refused, to observe the birth of Christ on December 25th, it would probably make you a little bit irritable. I suppose if I were to go through and just tell you the truth about the decree of Caesar Augustus or the shepherds being in the field watching over their flocks by night, how it was not and could not have been in December. If I prove that to you, then the question would arise in our mind, then why on earth do we observe the birth of Christ on December 25th? Why? Why? One of the things that Jesus came to do was to reveal truth to us. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of truth. I contend that the people of God and Baptists and Christians and the precious, peculiar, special people that are on the earth are a people that search for and long for and observe truth. He came. And why did he come? Well, there are many reasons for the coming of the Lord, but if you look in, let's say, the first chapter of Hebrews, I'd like to begin there. I know I've already got some of you on edge. I'm afraid I'm going to ruin your holiday. But our forefathers knew the reason why people wanted to observe the birth of Christ in December. They knew the reason that was established on this day. And if you don't know, pick you out any encyclopedia out of the library and it'll tell you. Actually, Baptists never fared too well with birthdays. John the Baptist lost his head as a result of one. And Brother JT summed it up real well in Sunday school. He said, "We really don't know the date of Christ's birth." That's the truth. But it does give us opportunity to communicate some of the reasons why Jesus came. Perhaps during the holiday season, people give more ear to the story of Jesus than any other time of the year. And so it provides opportunity for us to communicate some of the truths that are found in God's Word about His incarnation, about the coming of the Lord, and why He came. One of the things that seems, however, to have gotten lost in the shuffle of all the various reasons why Jesus was born is conveyed to us in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. In these particular passages, and it's also conveyed in that 11th chapter of Isaiah, that Jesus came to convey wisdom and understanding and knowledge to us. Do you realize that Jesus, the things that he spoke to us, had he not spoken them to us, we would have never known. Most of the things concerning hell, eternal torment and punishment, most of the things concerning heaven and what it looks like and what it will be like is conveyed to us through Jesus Christ. We would be actually very ignorant concerning eternal things had it not been for Jesus. In these passages, it tells us that God in sundry times and divers manners spoke to the fathers by the prophets. That was the method by which he used to convey truth to the people on the face of the earth. But in these last times, he sent his Son to convey, to speak to us, to reveal to us this blessed, wonderful truth about Jehovah God. Wow. I realized this morning that Jesus came to die for us. I know that he came not only to die for us on the cross, but to resurrect on the third day and to ascend to glory and to be seated at the right hand of the Father, to intercede for us. That's why he came. But one of the things that perhaps we fail to consider, fail to let into our hearts and into our minds, is that Jesus also came to speak to us. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the 17th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was transformed before Peter, James, and John on that mount. And there were some glorious things that transpired. But one of the glorious things that transpired on that particular occasion was that God himself spoke out of heaven, out of that cloud, and out of that brightness, and said, "This is my Son, hear ye him." Hear him. Hear him, the Son of God. Why should we hear him? Why should we listen to the words of Jesus? Why should we have pay attention and have our minds and our hearts focused and centered on what Jesus said? Why should we do that? Well, one of the reasons I guess we could say is because in the 17th chapter of Matthew, he commanded it. God, Yahweh, God, Jehovah, God, Creator, commanded us to listen to his Son. He sent his Son to convey to us some precious, wonderful truths. And it is through the Son that we understand doctrine and teaching. It's through the Son that we understand eternal things. It's through the Son, Jesus Christ, that the church of the true and living God has comprehension and understanding where that we can be the pillar and the ground of the truth. We need to start listening to Jesus more. Listen to him. Over and over again, we are commanded to listen to the voice of Jesus. And so in the course of this message this morning, I just want to point out that God the Father told us to listen to the Son. In so doing, he testified of his person. He gave us notification of his office. It was an announcement of his authority to teach us. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. Learn of him. He is meek and lowly. Now I realize that there are a variety of ways in which God speaks to us. He sends messengers and messages. And he speaks to us through his word. Doesn't he speak to us through his word? He speaks to us by his Spirit into our hearts. Isn't that a glorious thing? But if we fail to give attention, if we fail to listen to the Lord, we are committing a hideous crime, a spiritual transgression that is of great consequence. And through the years, God's people have failed to listen to the voice of the Lord. I would hope that every sermon that I preach would be a sermon that would be centered around the very speaking and the very voice and the very teaching of Jesus Christ. I want to preach, thus saith the Lord. That's important for us to hear when we come to church. That's important for our ears and for our hearts and for our minds, that we hear Him, that we listen to Him. He is the one that's been appointed. He's the one that was anointed to speak to us. Look in the 4th chapter of Luke. He in the synagogue was telling us on that particular occasion that it was a fulfillment as he read from the 61st chapter of Isaiah that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. That he had been anointed to help the poor, but more importantly, to proclaim and to teach the acceptable word and the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus Christ came to reveal God's word to us, to reveal His will to us, to proclaim to us the acceptable things that we needed to hear from God. I want to tell you something this morning that's very important for you to understand the course of this message. We would have never known these things without the arrival of Jesus Christ. Yes, God did speak to us and convey a lot of things to us through the prophets. But those things that Jesus revealed to us could have not come through the prophets. There had to be a personal communication with mankind in order for us to have what we have today. So one of the things that Jesus was sent to do, beyond just being God manifest in the flesh, and that is a very important doctrine for us. That is something that we need to hold to. We need to hold to the virgin birth. We need to hold to the divinity of Jesus Christ. And that makes it important for us to listen to Him, because He is God manifest in the flesh, seen of angels. He is the one that was preached among the Gentiles and called up to glory. And we need to listen to Him. We need to listen to Jesus Christ. Everything He taught, we need to give great attention to. I'm afraid there's a lot of churches that no longer want to listen to Jesus. Well, they want to go to church and they want to listen to somebody tell them how to balance their checkbook. Or they want to listen to how they can have a better life, or maybe build a better family, or have these special things in life. But I'll tell you something, if you'll just simply listen to the teaching of Jesus Christ, your life will be a happy life. That's where it's at. And there's a lot of books. You go into a lot of Christian bookstores and you can pick up book after book after book after book, and people are buying them and they're using them to construct their life. They're using them to construct their home. And why don't we just pick up the book of books? Pick up the Word of God. Allow it to shape us and mold us and dictate to us. People, we need to start not only listening to the voice of the Lord, but we need to obey Him. God spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my son. Listen to him. Listen to him." Amen. Well, we ought to listen to him because he commanded us. God spoke out of heaven and said, "People, listen to my son." Another good reason for us to listen to him is that he alone has the spirit of wisdom and understanding. He alone came from heaven. He alone has the oneness with the Father. He alone is able to communicate and convey to us truths that only can be communicated and transferred to us by Him. He alone has that ability. He alone has that knowledge. He alone has that understanding. He alone has that counsel. And He alone has that teaching for us. We need to hear Him on those things. He has perfect wisdom. He's pure in His motives, it says in the 11th chapter of Isaiah. He judges righteously without just simply sight or with hearing. He knows all things. Amen. Jesus knows all things. All things were created by Him. Without Him, nothing was created that was created. In Him was life. The embodiment of life is found in Jesus. And if you want to know how to live, you need to go to Him. I'm telling you this morning, Jesus Christ is the door.
If you want happiness, you got to go through him. If you want joy and peace in your life, you've got to go through him. If you want love and mercy and forgiveness of sin, you've got to go through the door. He's the door. You've got to go through him. If you have acceptance and propitiation and redemption, you've got to go through him. He's the door. He said that to us over and over again in many different ways, using many different metaphors. The only way you can have a happy and fulfilled life is to go through him. He taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, the man that builds his life on my words, on my sayings, that man is building on a firm foundation. But anybody who does not build their life on the things that I have said, he's building his life on sinking sand. I'm glad I've gone through the door. If you want truth, you've got to go through Jesus. He came to reveal truth to us. The message that comes from him and is communicated to us not only benefits us in the present, but it benefits us in the future. He alone was able to open those seals and look thereon. He alone was worthy and able to communicate to mankind. That opening of those seals gave him the ability and qualifications. He is the only one that was qualified to communicate to us these precious eternal truths. Amen. No one else was worthy. No prophet was worthy. Oh, they could communicate some degree of truth and understanding enough for them to be saved and please God, but not like we can. Not like we can please God. We have a wonderful, glorious privilege to have Jesus as the head of the church. And to have the New Testament. Oh, man. We need to hear his voice. You know, you can go on through the book of Hebrews. And by the time you get to the 12th chapter, the Hebrew writer says, look, you know, if people were destroyed for not listening to angels, I mean, if people were destroyed because they refused to obey the voice of angels, how much more punishment and misery and destruction, suppose ye, of those that do not listen to the only begotten Son of God. Jesus Christ is a much greater messenger, one of greater superiority than the angels. And if you refuse him, how shall you escape? Neglect so great a salvation. You can read about that in the 25th verse of the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Listen, we just need to hear his voice. You know, if you've wandered, you've gone astray from God, hear the voice of the shepherd. You know, and he went up looking for those sheep in those mountains. He wasn't quiet. You know, when I lose my dog, I don't go out, you know, and I don't quietly try to find him. I'm constantly hollering, Peyton! Peyton Manning. And probably people in the neighborhood think I've gone crazy. Maybe they think I'm rooting for the Colts. I don't know. But the shepherd who goes out in search of his lost sheep is calling unto them. And if you hear his voice calling you today, come back to the Lord. If you've gone astray, if you've gone adrift, listen to him. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Hear ye him. I contend that he still goes forth as the good shepherd, calling to those sheep that have gone astray. He's the great physician. These are just some of the messages I've been preaching this year. Being a great physician, a great shepherd, him being a great commander. But if you need healing, hear the voice of the physician. I don't know how he does it, but he's the only doctor I know that can bring healing to you with words.
He can just speak. And you'll be made whole. Many times he would just simply, what difference does it make whether I say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or whether I say, take up thy bed and walk?
Amen.
He is the great physician. Many times in our lives, we need to hear his voice. We need to hear from him. I don't know about you, but there have been occasions in my life where nothing but God will do. I appreciate your counsel. Appreciate your prayers. But there are some areas of my life, and there's been some avenues in my life. There's been some obstacles in my life. There's been some situations in my life. There's been some crossroads in my life. I needed to hear the voice of God guiding me and directing me. I wanted to hear him. And I think God is glorified when his people have a desire to hear from him.
Amen.
I was speaking with a man this week. And he said, the Lord's told me several times over the last several years to join Victory Church, but I just haven't done it. Aren't you glad that the will of God can be revealed to you? Listen, we need to do what the Lord tells us to do. You'll be a lot happier if you do. We hear the voice of the Savior saying, whosoever will, come drink of this fountain. We hear the voice of the Savior saying, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Haven't you heard that? At the onset of our Christian walk, we heard him call unto us. An effectual calling came unto us, convicting us of our sins, calling for us to come to Calvary, to where we can be made children of God. We've heard his voice, and there's coming a day when all that are in the grave are going to hear his voice, and they're going to come forth. Hear ye him. The Holy Ghost on numerous occasions throughout the New Testament has revealed to us and conveyed to us that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He's conveyed to us that he has committed to the church, God's people, the word, the truth about reconciliation. We need to listen to the mother of Jesus. You know what Jesus said to those at the marriage celebration at Cana? You remember what she said to those people? She told them, she said, whatsoever he asks of you, do it. She knew. She had insight. She was the mother of Jesus Christ. And those of us that have walked with the Lord any length of time, been led of the Spirit of God, we also should reverberate that same cry to all that are around us. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you need to do it.
Amen.
Just do it.
Amen.
He came to communicate and to convey unto us many precious doctrines, many precious truths. Everything that Jesus taught, the church holds to as a doctrine. Everything that he conveyed to us about himself, everything he conveyed to us about eternity, everything he conveyed to us about the Father, we could not know these things about the Father if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. He came not only to do the will of the Father, but to reveal to us the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
That kind of understanding of God could have never come to mankind had not Jesus come to this world to speak to us and reveal to us these precious truths. I want you mindful of something. He told his disciples that they had seen the Father through him before he was crucified. He told his disciples that they could see the Father through him before his resurrection. That they could see the Father through him before his ascension, before his return. Listen, we today can see the Father through him. He always conveyed to us truth. You know what he said on one occasion? The 14th chapter of John. He said, look, if it wasn't true, I would have told you. I mean, if it wasn't right, I would have stopped you. I would have conveyed it to you. You know, we have the opportunity to have him as that kind of spiritual guide and spiritual counselor over our lives. But point in case, this is a very important aspect of this message. Do not expect God to speak to your heart if you won't listen to what he said in his holy word. I've met hundreds of people. Oh, they wanted a special revelation of God. They wanted direction in their life. They wanted help in their life. They wanted God to just open up the windows of heaven and bless their life and speak to them on a friendly basis. While all along refusing to do the things that he said while he was here on the earth. You know, a serious misconception of how this thing works. If that's going on in your life. But he told them, he said, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't true, I would have told you. People, we have mansions awaiting us. Amen. Jesus told us we have mansions. Nobody else told us that we had mansions. Jesus, awaiting his followers. He told us that he would give his sheep eternal life, that they would never perish, that nobody could ever pluck them out of his hand. Glory be to God, I believe Jesus. I know the devil, his demons, my own perhaps psyche, perhaps my depravity can come to me and try to tell me that I can be lost after that I'm saved, but Jesus told me I couldn't. Amen. Amen. He said, and there's a double negative in the original Greek, nemu. It's like a no, no, never, never. It can't happen. It cannot happen. And I believe Jesus. All of these precious promises. Brother Edson mentioned how that the Lord has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke that to us. And I assure you that if he spoke it, it's true. Every word he spoke was true. That's something contrary and different than some of the prophets. Not everything that they said was true. Everything they said when they were moved by the Holy Ghost was true. But they came forth from their mother's womb speaking lies just like all the rest of us. But Jesus came from the Father without sin. He is the only one that has never spoke a falsehood in his life. Everything he ever spoke has been, always will be true. So here ye him. I want the things that I preach to be the words of Jesus. I want the doctrines this church holds to, and I believe you do too. You want them to be the words, doctrines, and teachings, and kerygma of Jesus Christ. Not a man. People, that'll get you in trouble. Opinions of men, that's the word, the definition for heresy is the opinions of men. We don't want the opinions of men. We want the words of Jesus. We want to follow him. We want to follow his teachings. We want to continue to convey and teach and advocate to a world that the words of Jesus are worthy of following. His words are worthy to shape your life, change your life. Well, in sundry times and divers manners, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets.
But in this last dispensation of time, He has spoken to us by His Son, Jesus. Wow, Jesus. He didn't say Son and some other prophets later. No, He said Son, that's it. From the time of Jesus Christ and Him teaching His people and teaching on the face of this earth, His teaching will be the main understanding of the things of God until He comes and splits the eastern sky. Listen, the words of a book, whether it's religious or not, don't align with the teachings of Jesus, don't believe it.
Amen.
Just don't believe it. Hear Him. I know there's a lot of people that are very gifted in their speaking. Oh, but the words of Jesus need to, they feed us, don't they? They feed us. They we allow them into our hearts. We hide them there. They're a precious treasure. In times of trouble, in times of temptation, the words of Jesus sustains us. Gives us courage. We can trust Him. His words are worthy of our trust. We can have faith in the words of Jesus. Hear Him. He was born in that barn in Bethlehem so that He might speak to us. You ever thought about that? Well, that's my message this morning. To convey to you, He came. Yeah, He came. Not just to redeem us, and die for us, and resurrect for us, but to communicate to us and reveal to us things of the Father that no one else could ever communicate. And we understand it today through Him. I'm thankful He came, aren't you? We wouldn't have this walk with God, this fellowship with Him, this communion with Him, had it not been for Jesus. The Father spoke out of heaven. People, listen to Him. I want to say in closing, whatever He bids you to do, do it. Do it with all of your might. Trust the words of Jesus. They will never fail you. My words, I like to keep my word and I always try to keep my word. My words might fail you, but I assure you the words of Jesus Christ will never fail you. He can be, He always has been, and always will be worthy of our trust. As we stand and sing a verse of some song, there may be somebody today. The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. If you hear His voice today speaking to you, respond to it. Obey it. It's an offense, and I believe a spiritual crime and a transgression, to refuse to obey the voice of the Lord. Listen, no man ever spake like this man. This man, Christ Jesus. When He speaks, He carries all the authority of heaven with Him. Wow. I mean, He does. He carries the authority of the throne of heaven with Him. Wow. So when He's speaking to you, listen to His spiritual voice. Listen to His spiritual counsel. Harden not your heart.